Well, we're beginning our interviews as part of the NAFB Trade Talk segment here this year. It's a virtual convention this year for NAFB. And today we're talking with John Lawrence from AGI SureTrack. John, how are you doing today?
Doing great, Brad. How are you doing today?
Hey, you know, we're doing just fine. It seems like the fall has just flown right by. And, you know, as we get started, John, do you mind maybe filling our listeners in about your role with the company, as well as an overview of the work that AGI SureTrack does and what you're all about?
Yeah, very good. You know, I am a territory sales manager representative for AGI SureTrack. We are kind of segregated into territories, and I work with the great customers in Kansas and Colorado for the company. AGI SureTrack started out back in 2006 by a gentleman who started the company. He was the first to bring to the marketplace moisture and temperature cabling for grain bin. So now we know not only what the temperatures are inside the grain, but the moistures. And so what we're doing with the moisture and temperature cabling inside the grain bin, Brent, is we're automating the fans to, when Mother Nature gives us the right air to accomplish our goal of either drying down corn or hydrating soybeans, we're going to automate the fans when Mother Nature gives us the proper air to do so.
Very good. Let's look back here on the year 2020. You know, how have things been going overall, and what kind of developments did you all have at AGI SureTrack?
You know, we continue to expand, and even in these, you know, challenging times of grain marketing and commodity pricing and whatnot, it's more and more and more important that we manage the grain inside the bin so that we have the highest quality product to sell to the marketplace. So we've been expanding, and we've been growing ever since. And what we're doing is bringing on more, as I call it, electronic solutions to our customer base. We have a very, very user-friendly platform that our customers log in under their own username and password. And from there, we're building out more tools for them to work with as far as connecting with markets and markets, identifying, you know, who would be interested in the quality that they're putting into the grain and the quality that they're storing the grain in, all the way to, you know, accounting and field accounting. And so we're offering more and more to our customers on an electronic basis. And but again, as I said earlier, it all centers around the proper storage of the grain.
Can you give us an idea of some of those tools and products that you could showcase to our listeners today?
Sure. So one of them is we refer to as a field data manager. There are many field suites out there, but what this is doing is it's taking that information right there in the local field, temperature, moisture probe, things of that sort, and loading that into the customer's platform. And so it's a chain of data that lives with that grain all the way from field events to marketability. So if a customer is working with an end processor or a food company, all of the events that are being notated on their field data manager, that data lives with the grain. And so they have the confidence to share, and they can electronically share that data with that end processor. That end processor now knows all of the field events, what chemicals, what timing, what moistures. And so it moves beyond that. And then they have the abilities to take a composition, whether it be an NIR scanner or our lab, running the composition of that grain. So now we know oils and starches and things of that sort, the characteristics of that grain. Again, further giving that farm more value by using the data to provide to an end market. And so we're going to continue to roll those out.
A couple others I saw that I thought would really be interesting to Iowa farmers was the AGI Compass and BenCheck. Can you run down both of those for us?
Absolutely. So bin check, and that is one of our products within the, I'm going to call it the Bin Manager Suite. Okay, so we're taking temperature and moisture sensor readings inside the grain. Also incorporating something new, we're incorporating CO2 readings. We're incorporating, inventory controls all within that. So the bin management system or bin check is allowing that customer to know what's going on inside that vessel called a grain bin. And then Compass, taking it another step further, Compass is an electronic solution where the farm can load up all of their inputs. They can do their crop scouting and crop events, and they can put that information into Compass. Again, all of now that data is living with that grain that's being stored in that bin. So now he can take that information and market that to the world, that from the seed selection, field events, composition of the grain, how it was stored, and the accounting practices in Compass, that farm now has the information that they need to make decisions on where their profits are, where they can best impact their farm.
Well, we just continue to see these advancements in technology for agriculture, giving producers the ability to check things right from their devices. And you might just talk about, for the industry, the ag sector, these advancements that we've seen in technology and how you feel that benefits growers overall.
I think it's only going to continue, Brent, right? This information, this data collection is powerful information. But, as we say, collecting the information is just kind of cool, but what does it tell me to do? How can I use that information to my advantage? And I'll give you an example. I was talking with a customer the other day, never had on-farm storage before. He builds a bin and he puts our automation system in there. He had no idea what that bin's capability of drying down is. Okay. And so by working with him on what the bin management system would do with Mother Nature, he now was able to change his harvest practice, cut a little wetter than he normally would, because he now knows he has the vessel to do the job on the dry down of his corn. And by doing that, that farm management practice, just a small amount, getting out in the field a little bit earlier, getting into the crop a little bit earlier, he's reducing his shatter. He's reducing a lot of his field loss because he now has that data, that information right there on his laptop or his tablet or his cell phone, gives him that confidence to be able to do that. Now he can actually start rolling into, do I plant a winter crop earlier, and can I get it in the ground earlier and start that germination? So again, by using that data, he can change very slightly some farm practices that can really impact him in the long run.
Well, lastly, John, what's the excitement level like for you folks at AGI SureTrack for the upcoming year in 2021 and the prospects there?
I think it's only going to continue to get better. We've been on a very aggressive growth rate over the last 5 to 6 years, and we're going to continue. I think that the electronic solutions that we have on our platform that gives that farm the data, but only not only that, but it also gives them the abilities to make decisions and use that data and know how to use it to make those decisions that really are impacting their profitability on their crops. And so I only see this continuing. Hopefully, Brent, we can get past this COVID virus very, very shortly. And prior to that, we held what we referred to as SureTrack Clinic at our corporate headquarters every month. And so it's the first Thursday and Friday of every single month. Hopefully, we can pick that up again here shortly. But it's again another resource to provide the farm customer information on how to use this data to make really, really impactful decisions on the farm. And I think it's only going to continue to drive their profitability. We're very excited about the direction in the future.
Well, no doubt it sounds like great things are on the horizon for AGI SureTrack. John, how can our farmer listeners get more information about your company and your offerings today?
You know, they can go to www.agisuretrack.com and check out our website, take a look at our product line. On there is all the contact information. We even have a tab there to, you know, find my local rep to talk to. And so they can plug in their zip code, and one of the territory salesperson that is responsible for their area can pick that up, and they can have a conversation. And it really starts with that conversation, Brent. How can we help interface and use this information to impact the profitability on the farm?
John, thanks so much for joining us here as part of the NAFB Trade Talks program for the virtual convention this year. Hope you guys stay safe and have a great rest of 2020.
And you as well. Thank you, Brent.
Again, John Lawrence with AGI SureTrack here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.